Maharaj Parikit sat down firmly on the bank of the Ganges to concentrate his mind in Krishna consciousness, rejecting all other practices of self-realization, because transcendental loving service to Krishna is the greatest achievement, superseding all other methods. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. For a devotee like Maharaj Parikit, none of the material planets, even the topmost, Brahmaloka, is as desirable as Goloka Vrindavan, the abode of Lord Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord and original personality of Godhead. This earth is one of the innumerable material planets within the universe, and there are innumerable universes also within the compass of the Mahatattva. The devotees are told by the Lord and his representatives, the spiritual masters or acharyas, that not one of the planets within the innumerable universes is suitable for the residential purposes of a devotee. The devotee always desires to go back home, back to Godhead, just to become one of the associates of the Lord in the capacity of a servitor, friend, parent, or conjugal lover of the Lord, either in one of the innumerable Vaikuntha planets or in Goloka Vrindavan, the planet of Lord Sri Krishna. All these planets are eternally situated in the spiritual sky, the Paravyoma, which is on the other side of the causal ocean within the Mahatattva. Maharaj Parikit was already aware of all this information due to his accumulated piety and birth in a high family of devotees, Vaishnavas, and thus he was not at all interested in the material planets. Modern scientists are very eager to reach the moon by material arrangements, but they cannot conceive of the highest planet of this universe. But a devotee like Maharaj Parikit does not care a fig for the moon, or for that matter, any of the material planets. So when he was assured of his death on a fixed date, he became more determined in the transcendental loving service of Krishna by complete fasting on the banks of the transcendental river Jamuna, which flows down by the capital of Hastinapur in the Delhi state. Both the Ganges and the Jamuna are Amartya, transcendental rivers, and Yamuna is still more sanctified for the following reasons.